Praise God. Kathy, I love your shoes. They're so cute today. And Amber, that flower in your hair just melting me. Praise God. Yes, we celebrated our 40th anniversary last Sunday. I'm still trying to wrap myself around it. Praise God. I don't know what to do. You know, I don't know what to say. Of course, a song came into my head the night of our anniversary. Baby, I'm amazed at the way you love me all the time. Love that. Oh, my gosh. Whew. Maybe I'm amazed at the way you help me sing my song right now when I'm usually wrong. Maybe I'm amazed at the way I really need you. What do you get your wife on your anniversary? I got her the top of the line Justin Bieber cologne for her, and I brought her some Lady Gaga Emery boards. What do you think about that for 40th anniversary? Praise God. Only kidding. That's the only thing I could come up with. Praise God. In the Western world, we tend to look up to Lone Rangers. Our heroes are strong and self-sufficient, and they tend to walk alone. Very often, the Western church tends towards this type of individualism. We hear Jesus' call to take up the cross and follow him. And we decide to follow him no matter what anybody else says or does. And of course, I think that's the right response for a Christian. But today, I think we need to be careful when we're talking about the church. Because, and you're listening, I put, while every individual needs to obey Jesus' call to follow, we cannot follow Jesus as individuals. I truly believe that. The proper environment for every disciple maker, I believe, is the church. I believe as the church is the place. It's impossible to make disciples outside from the church of Jesus Christ. Look at it from this perspective. And the New Testament is full of commands to do this or to do that for one another. When you search the scriptures, you find out we're supposed to love one another, pray for one another, encourage one another, etc. So how can we teach people to observe all that I've commanded if we have no one to love? No one to encourage. No one to pray for. And here's a statement. Tell me if it's true or not. It's impossible to one another yourself. It's impossible to follow Jesus alone. We can't claim to follow him, to follow Jesus, if we neglect the church that he created, the church that he died for, the church that he entrusted his mission to. And you're listening, God, I put teaching people to obey what Jesus commanded is a never-ending process that requires us to intertwine our lives with Christians around us. I truly believe that. I came here today to tell you that how important community groups are, because they're vital. They're significant. They're imperative. They're central. They're key. They're essential for our growth. And if we consider ourselves or want to become disciple makers, we join together with other believers. We help them overcome their sin that's holding them back, and we challenge them to grow to be more effective disciple makers. Our call is to make disciples, and we begin to learn to fulfill that calling through the God-ordained vehicle, which I call, and he calls in his word, the church. Once you call this place, Community Christian Fellowship, your church home, it's very important that you plug into a group. It's very important. God called us here at this location, at this church, a few years ago, and I think I had this on PowerPoint, to establish an environment where people can connect with one another, where they can grow in their relationship with God, gaining acceptance to help repair wounds. Anybody here ever been wounded? Anybody here ever gone through a trial or a tough thing in their life? You want to be accepted. You want to be in a place where you can help repair those wounds. You want to be a place where you can gain wisdom to help you make important decisions, strength for life's storms, and accountability, which is vital for spiritual growth. We're talking about God's church here today. It's not a social club. It's not a building. It's not an option. The church is life and death. The church is God's strategy for reaching our world. And what we do inside this church matters. What people do inside every church matters. We tend sometimes to equate the church life with events and programs, but these are not what makes a church. Programs are helpful to the extent that they facilitate the life and the mission of the church, but we can't compare well-attended events with the health of a church. God cares about the way we love each other and the way we pursue His mission together. The church is a group, and I sent a letter out on Friday asking what you felt about a church. When someone asked you, you know, what do you think about the church, what would you respond? And here's my sentence. A church is a group of redeemed people that live and serve together in such a way that their lives and communities are transformed. That's what God's calling this church to do. That's what God is calling us to do. What matters is our interaction with people God has placed in your life. At the end of your days, you're going to give an account on what did you do with the neighbors God put next to you? What did you do with the people He put next to you at your job? What did He do with your family members and extended family members? If you're not connected with other Christians, serving and being served, challenging and being challenged, then you're not living as He desires. And the church is not functioning as He intended. I truly believe that. Let's read it together, because I truly believe this statement. And you might not agree with me. Let's read it together. If you are not connected with other Christians, serving and being served, challenging and being challenged, then you're not living as He desires. And the church is not functioning as He intended. This is very important. 114 times the church is mentioned in the New Testament. And as you search through those times, at least 90 of them refer to a specific local gatherings of believers who have banded together for fellowship and a mission. And our church here, and I call it His church because it is Community Christian Fellowship, we have a vision here, and that's to reach and to lead all people to love God, to love others, and live missional. As you can see in the slides, what our mission is, to make disciples, what our process is, what our touches is. You know, a couple years ago, we wanted to simplify. We wanted to come here on Sunday. We wanted to come here on Wednesday. We want to be people to be a part of community groups. Now, during the summer, we're not having Wednesday nights. We're shutting that down, so that makes Sunday so much more important. So today, we're going to ask you for the summer to connect yourself with a community group. And we're going to ask you to come here, and I know this is crazy. We're going to ask you to come here at 9:30 on Sunday morning. You people must think I'm a lunatic, man. 9:30 on Sunday morning to gather together with other adults and do life together and get in the Word together and discuss together. And many of you have been a part of the last, you know, 3 or 4 months that we got together in community groups on Sunday morning. And I'm going to have Sarah come up here in a few minutes, because I passed out a survey for people to take who were being a part of the community group. And I want you to hear what has been happening in our community groups. But I truly believe that God intends for every follower of Jesus to be a part of such a gathering under the servant leadership of pastors who shepherd the church for the glory of God. And despite the clear priority that the Bible puts on believers of being a part of a local church, many followers of Christ try to live the Christian life apart from a serious, apart from a personal commitment to the local church. And the reasons are many. Hey, we're self-reliant. We're self-sufficient. We're doing all right. And it's very important that we come under submission, that we come under accountability, because people are afraid to do that. And we just want to make it easy for you. We want to make it that you can get with a group of people and do life with. We see it in our culture today. A lot of people are indecisive. They're hopping from one church to another, looking for the perfect place. and the perfect people. And many of us have been past, in the past, have been hurt by things that have happened in certain churches. And they simply don't see the importance of being specifically connected to the local church. The Bible says that the local church is important. God has entrusted local churches with godly leaders who teach us His Word and care for our souls. Hebrews 13:17. This might be the first verse I'm using. Unbelievable. Have confidence in your leaders and submit to their authority, because they keep watch of you and to those who must give an account. Do this so that their work will be a joy, not a burden, so that there would be no benefit to you. It's beautiful. There's not a day that goes by that I know I'm not going to stand before God and give an account on what I did with this building here for His glory. What I did with the people that are here that He brought to Community Christian Fellowship. God has united us together in local churches to keep one another from sinning and straying from Christ. God has commanded us to gather together in local assemblies where we preach and teach God's Word. God has put us together so that we can grow and dig into His Word, so we can celebrate the Lord's Supper like we did today, so we can baptize new believers. We have a baptism coming up in July. You'll hear some information about that. But He gathers us together to pray for one another, encourage one another. Hebrews 10:24-25. And let us consider how we may spur one another on towards love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together as the matter of some, or as some in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. Acts 2:42. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to the fellowship and to breaking of bread and to prayer. I'm going to have Sarah Evans come up here and read some of the survey that we had of people that have been involved in community groups. Because we as elders, we as the staff, we feel that being a part of a community group will help you to fulfill God's mission for you, God's purpose for you. And if you're sitting in here today and you don't think God has a purpose for you, that's a lie from the enemy. God has a purpose for every one of us. God has a mission that He wants us to go on. Did I lose Sarah? And then, oh, hey, praise God. So important. The church is full of isolated individuals feeling defeated by their sin and stripped of their joy. Was never God's plan for the church. Jesus intends for His church to advance powerfully through the centuries, full of love and joy. And Jesus was clear. Praise God. Are you all right? Man, what was that? No. I just wanted you to share because... Oh, yeah. Where are the ushers at, man? Sorry, we got so much stuff going on today, I have no idea what's going on. Ushers, if you can come forward if you're ready. Thank you for that. She's keeping me straight. Because we're going to go ahead and take an offering, because I want you to have enough time, at least 30 minutes, to get into a group, you know, meet group leaders. We have groups set aside here for us. Come on up, ushers, and I'll pray. Thank you, Sarah, for keeping me straight. Praise God. Sarah's going to read some, then I'm going to show you where the groups are going to be, and then we're going to go to work. Praise God. And then we're going to have hot dogs and celebrate. Praise God. Father, I ask You to bless our time here today, Lord. The fellowship time, I pray for our offering. Father, I'm excited about people getting together in groups so we can understand what this thing called Christianity is, what this thing called fellowship is, and prayer and getting together and doing life and reaching out to one another, Father, so that we can feel accepted, so we can repair wounds, Father, so we can gain wisdom, Father, and just give You the glory, Father, in Jesus' name, amen. Go ahead, Sarah. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Sarah. Hi. I don't know who that was, but hello. I had the blessing of leading a community group in the past couple months, and it was awesome getting to know people. And Pastor Nick asked me to read like 5 of the surveys, but it was really hard to choose, so I chose 7. The first question that was asked was, what was something you enjoyed about being in a small group? Would you be willing to share, have your group leader share the congregation on June 5th. Just the experience of being around like people, learning together, getting to know one another, and acceptance. Since we were new, it was nice getting to know others in the church. I liked studying the passages. The consistency of the meetings was good. The questions took me to the Word and helped me consider the teaching from Sunday. Another person said, I love the intimate atmosphere to share and praise, especially when Wednesday nights aren't an option. Another person said, been able to get to know new people and make some really good friends. I have enjoyed spending time with my group outside of church. Another person said, conversation, the continual growth and evolving of topics from each individual's perspective is so helpful in maturing our faith. Another person said, the fellowship and sharing. And another person said, the intimacy and openness and willingness to share. The second question asked was, what do you enjoy about going through the questions Nick provides based on the previous week's sermon? Growing closer to the Lord, understanding more, getting to hear how certain people's questions hit certain people. Another person said, sometimes I had difficulty understanding the passage, but discussing it as a group really helped me work through and understand its meaning and significance. Another person said, reconnects me with the Word and lifts spirits and outlook on the rest of the week. Another person said, being able to go deeper into the Word and explore other group members' thoughts when we meet every Sunday. Another person said, it was extremely provoking, no matter how deep or simple the question, and we always feel a sense of need for self-improvement and a desire to grow closer to God. Another person said, it's a good reflection on the teaching and helps underscore that. However, I would also like to see groups focus on topics of particular help to that group. So that person had a suggestion. Another person said, good questions leading to deeper discussions. The last question asked would you be interested in getting together in addition to Sunday mornings, maybe once a month, potluck? And everybody said yes, basically. Yes, yes. Definitely yes. Yes, we already do, though. Yes, and it's up to my wife, Kathy. One person actually asked, wrote their own question, a fourth question at the bottom. Do you like the meeting format? And this person said they really like the small groups, but meeting in children's Sunday school classes is not a good atmosphere for them. They prefer meeting in homes, which is better. Yeah. So I guess that would be something up to your group if you wanted to meet in homes instead.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. Praise God. Thank you. So Sarah's group is going to be back in the coffee area, and they consider themselves, you know, young adult, college students. The band will be up here with Jim. If the leaders want to go ahead and go to your tables, Jim will be up here. He ministers to the band members, praise God, as they get together. Back in the back is Eric Koufax on the side there, and Kevin Wrench up here, and Keith up here. And then we have a brand new group for what we would like to call the more mature people. I like to call them the Joy Club, just older youth, who I love that name. So they're right back there on the right, and Ernie and Kathy Karen are leading that group for us, praise God. So it's going to be beautiful. So from now until 5 after 12, I'm going to come up here and dismiss you. So if you could just dismiss yourself to a group, and we'll get started, praise God.